This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. This week, health policy leaders are meeting in D.C. about accountable care organizations. Clearly a wonk devised that name, but there are hopes these ACOs will lead to better care and lower costs, if you can believe that. Well, maybe not, as Dan Gorenstein reports from the Marketplace Health Desk at WHYY.
Here's the basic ACO model. Doctors and hospitals get a pot of money to take care of patients. If they come in under budget and meet health quality targets, the doctors and hospitals get a piece of the savings. If they go over budget, they can be on the hook financially.
Some ACOs are having success in not only lowering cost, but improving quality.
Larry Cocut is with the Brookings Institution. Cocut says it's too soon to say ACOs work, but they are multiplying like mushrooms.
In 2009, for example, there were just over a dozen ACOs. There's now upwards of over 390 ACOs in every region of the country.
More ACOs means hospitals and doctors, who usually compete, will now team up. And that worries Carnegie Mellon health economist Martin Gaynor.
You put people who are competitors together in a room, it's just natural that they're going to start engaging in some kind of scheme to benefit themselves.
Gaynor sees the upside to ACOs, but he says when doctors and hospitals join forces, it's easier to negotiate higher prices with insurers, and that could mean higher prices for us. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.